The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug for some people who suffer from episodes of involuntary laughing or crying. The problems these people have stem from brain damage or diseases such as multiple sclerosis. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, for many, these inappropriate expressions of emotion can be as debilitating as the underlying cause.
The drug is called Nudexta, and it's meant for people like Bernadetta Bailey. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1981 when she was 20 and has battled fatigue and muscle weakness ever since. She says her emotional problems began to appear in her 30s.
There was no rhyme or reason. I could look at a light switch, cleaning a cupboard out, where it wasn't grief that overcame me, but this emotion where I just started sobbing and sobbing and sobbing and couldn't quit. And then the other way it affected me was, like if my child or somebody got hurt, I would react inappropriately by laughing.
During an episode, the emotions she was expressing had nothing to do with what she was feeling. The scientific name for the condition is pseudobulbar effect, or PBA. It's also known as emotional incontinence. It's caused when disease or injury causes a malfunction in the brain circuits involved in expressing emotion. PBA affects people who have multiple sclerosis, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. It can also strike people who've had a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, including the sort that has become common among troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Bailey says whatever the cause, her outbursts are disruptive and embarrassing.
I just some days want to crawl in a hole, just be by myself, because it makes other people uncomfortable because they think they should try and help me where there's nothing they can do.
So Bailey watched her kids compete in high school athletic events from inside her car. These days, she spends a lot of time mountain biking or kayaking by herself. But she says there was a brief period a couple of years ago when her PBA got much better. That's when her doctor enrolled her in a study of the drug that would become known as Nudexta. She remembers asking her doctor if he could tell her whether she'd be getting the drug or a placebo.
And he said, no, but you'll know it within a couple hours. So I went in, they gave me a capsule, and an hour later, by the time I got home, I knew I was on the drug because I wasn't crying all the time.
Results submitted to the FDA showed that Nudexta reduced episodes of PBA by about half. Eric Pioro of the Cleveland Clinic says that's quite a feat for a drug that was discovered by accident.
Dextromethorphan, which is the active component, is a well-known medication that's been around for many years as an ingredient in cough syrup.
Pioro, who helped test Nudexta, says researchers originally gave dextromethorphan to people with ALS in hopes it would slow down the deadly disease. It didn't. But some patients noticed they were having fewer emotional outbursts. Pioro says it's hard to know exactly how many people have this problem because it's not something they like to talk about.
Very often patients are too embarrassed to even bring up the possibility that they have something like that going on, especially if it's causing a lot of crying, a lot of weeping, if there's inappropriate laughter.
It has taken a dozen years to bring Nudexta to market, partly because the FDA asked for extra research to make sure the formula would be safe. And the company that developed the drug, Avanir Pharmaceuticals, isn't a big player with deep pockets. Keith Katkin is the company's president and CEO.
We had a very small amounts of cash, quite frankly, almost ran out of money, but were able to find some investors that were willing to take a bet and help us develop the first approved treatment for PBA.
Katkin says that treatment should begin reaching patients early next year. It's likely to cost $3,000 to $5,000 a year. John Hamilton, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.